Thursday, the 23rd of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So today, again, we're going to listen to a gospel story. This one comes from the end of the Gospel of St. Luke. And then we're going to imagine ourselves into the story as if we had been there ourselves. So let me read you a little adaptation of the story from Luke's Gospel. Two of Jesus' friends were walking home to Emmaus not long after they had seen the crucifixion of Jesus, when Jesus came to walk with them. They were still very sad that Jesus had died, and they didn't yet know that he had risen. Although Jesus was walking with them, they did not recognize him. Jesus asked them, "Why were they so sad?" And they told him that their friend had died, and they had hoped that he would be the Messiah, that he would lead them to a new, better life. But now they didn't know what to think. Then, very gently, Jesus showed them how all through the Jewish scriptures there were prophecies about him, and how those prophecies said that he would suffer and die and then rise again. As they walked, the two friends began to feel better. They still did not recognize Jesus, but they knew they wanted to spend more time with this person. And as they came near their own home, and it was starting to get dark, they asked him to come in and spend the night with them. They all sat down to supper, and Jesus took the bread, and he prayed the Jewish blessing, and as he broke the bread, suddenly his friends recognized him. And in that moment, he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as we walked on the road?" They got up and they ran all the way back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples that they had seen Jesus and what he had said to them. So, now we're going to pray this story as a gospel contemplation. And to begin with, I want you to relax, maybe to lie down, to just sit comfortably. Close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Begin by taking a nice deep breath in, and then gently breathing out. And breathing in deeply, and breathing out. And again, breathe in deeply, and breathe out. Now, I want you to imagine that you are going for a long walk. Just remember, have you ever been for a very long walk or a hike? What does it feel like in your body to get into the rhythm of a long walk? Just imagine that feeling of walking. These two disciples were walking in the countryside. If you were walking with them, what would you notice? Perhaps you would see trees and grasses. Perhaps there were hills and rocks. Maybe you would see animals like sheep and goats. Then imagine the sounds that you might hear. The sound of bird song, the wind in the grass, the sounds of the animals, and even the sound of your own feet walking. As you walked with them, imagine that you could feel the warmth of the sun on your back, on your face. Feel the cool of the breeze. Then imagine that Jesus came to walk with you all, but no one recognizes him. Jesus asks the disciples why they are feeling sad. But imagine that you are walking now, and Jesus looks deeply at you and asks you how you are feeling. Perhaps you tell Jesus some of the things that might make you sad or afraid or cross. Some of the not-so-easy feelings. It can be easier to talk to someone if you're walking beside them, to tell them what you really feel like. Maybe you only feel happy at the moment, but then tell Jesus that as well. Take a moment or two to imagine just talking to Jesus, listening to him. What might Jesus say to you? As he listened and talked to the disciples, Jesus helped them feel better. So imagine that now Jesus listens to you, tells you of God's love for you. As Jesus says to you that you are loved, do you also feel a warmth in your heart? The thing God says most often to us in Scripture is, do not be afraid, I am with you. Hear Jesus say those words to you now. Do not be afraid, I am with you. And then there might be something else you want to say to Jesus too. Going to spend a moment now where you can just speak your own heart to Jesus. And you can listen as he tells you that he is with you. And slowly and gently, I invite you to take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you may like to stretch, open your eyes. And so we go into our day knowing that we are always walking with Jesus walking beside us. Let's close our eyes just for a moment. Lord, we ask for the grace to sense you always walking beside us, no matter where we go, at school or at home. And we know that we can speak to you as one friend speaks to another. Help us to remember this. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.